There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, let's talk about GDPR. What is GDPR? Sebastian Pavey is Regional Director, Meta Enterprise and Security, Gemalto, with us in the studio. Sebastian, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Very good to have you here. Lots of us have heard about GDPR recently, and I suppose everybody's had an email saying GDPR's coming. Whether you're a European Union citizen or not, doesn't matter. It's an acronym that you hear a lot of. It is essentially this. It's the General Data Protection Regulation. Came into force, what? It was the end of March, wasn't it, in Europe?
Coming to force end of May, actually, 25th of May.
Yeah. Okay, so that's when it came in. It affects companies located in and outside the European Union. The key principle is to give consumers control of their data. I have to be honest with you, Sebastian, that's really all I know. So that's as far as the unpacking goes with me. What does GDPR really mean?
Right, so, I mean, you're totally right. I mean, it's about giving those consumers more ownership and control over the data they typically share nowadays over the internet or with, whichever e-commerce or commerce they might be transacting with.
Okay.
That collect information about them to enhance their shopping experience, give them access to free apps. So we all share data about ourselves on a daily basis. And again, it's really to make, you know, the whole consumer experience better ultimately, but that comes with the other side of the story, which is that, you know, there's a fair amount of personal data that could be reused and sold on without your knowledge and control. So this regulation is really here to transform this world of sharing, you know, personal and consumer data and regulate it a lot better and to give a lot more control over it to the to us as consumers, really.
So a lot of the time we're bombarded with these emails sort of saying, this is coming. We just want to check, do you still want to receive emails from us? This is the information we have. But talk us through, if you're on the receiving end of those emails, why is this good news for us?
Well, so really, and sometimes it's about slight changes, you know, with GDPR. Like, you know, we've all ticked those boxes in those forms or receives of those emails asking for consent, and now it's, you know, it's about having a more active consent to sharing data, to accepting the terms, but also, you know, after that, which is also new with GDPR and will change, is this capacity that you may have never thought of before, and certainly never had, to even retrieve that consent. So at some point you could say, well, I don't want to share my data with you anymore, even I've agreed to it in the past. Or you could also have, they refer to it as a right to access, so you could ask to access your data at any point in time. And you could you can also ask these particular, you know, organization or retail company to tell you in details what they're doing or they've been doing with your data, or ask copy of it to share it yourself with anyone you like. So, you know, it's all these different areas: consent, access, copy of it, what they're doing with it. It's all, you know, all the main aspects of what GDPR will bring to you.
Okay, so as a consumer, I have the right to request information. I have the right to say I no longer wish for you to use my information. And if I'm a company or a group, I have to act. The responsibility is essentially placed squarely on the shoulders of the company. They must act. And there are hefty fines, are there not, if you don't follow and stick to the guidelines?
Yeah, absolutely. So the fines are quite hefty.
Was it 4% of total turnover? I mean, that could be global turnover.
Yeah, exactly. So it's up to $20 million or up to 4% of your global annual revenue as an organization, whichever is greater, actually. So that's quite high. And you're absolutely right. You know, there's a lot of responsibility falling on the back of these organizations, these companies that will own and use your data in order for them to protect them. And a lot of it has to do with encryption and access control. So they are going to have to, you know, store that data securely, encrypt it, have the relevant access control mechanism in place for, you know, whomever need to access it, only hold on to the data that they actually need. So, you know, GDPR refers to that as data minimization. So lots of things they'll have to put in place in order to review the landscape of, you know, the data they have, how they store it, how they use and access it, and address all the potential risks around it of hackers or unauthorized people accessing that data to sell it on for whichever, you know, purpose.
But this is not just, I mean, this is an EU regulation, we should stipulate that, but it does affect countries operating outside of the EU and countries that operate from outside of the EU into the EU. But it has an effect on people here. For example, it was an app that it was The Entertainer who sent emails ahead and said, look, we are working to these same stringent standards. And I guess people are working towards that level if they're in a position to, locally.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it is true that GDPR applies to the EU.
Yes.
And the EU geography. But having said that, you know, even as an organization here, if you hold on and to data and use data of EU citizens that you may be offering services to, or if you have people traveling to the EU itself, because even if they're not EU citizens, if they travel to the EU, then it falls under the same GDPR jurisdiction, if you like. Then you fall under those obligations. And we've seen, you know, in terms of this particular region, we've seen the Karim story, you know, 14 million customers impacted with their personal data exposed. And you know, even the TRA has reported 155 data security breaches in the UAE alone in the first 4 months of this year. So from, you know, it's not just about GDPR, it's also about those data breaches that tend to impact this region and country significantly as well.
It's really interesting. I've suddenly, all of a sudden, realised all of these things I've signed up for or given access to my email, because in order to comply with these rules, people are having to get back in touch and saying, we hold information. And you think, oh, I've not shopped in that place for 5-6 years. And you forget that they have this information about you. So it's been great for me in that sense. I can say, no, thank you, no, thank you, no, thank you. But also there's quite strong, severe penalties for anyone found breaching these.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And exactly like you said, I think, you know, certainly for me as well, it's quite reassuring and refreshing to think that, you know, you might have made a decision without even thinking too much about it with whichever, you know, retail organization or e-commerce site to share your data years ago. And now you have this capacity and right to retrieve it or ask them to stop using it quite freely and quite, you know, easily. And you know that on their side, they'll be a lot more careful about what data they hold on to and how they use it and how they protect it, because those fines are there to enforce that.
I mean, it's a tangled web that's been weaved here, isn't it? Because NLT is saying that, look, this is a company I used 5 or 6 years ago, right? To me, I only shopped there once. They've got details on me. So that company has now been forced to be more responsible, or they've signed up to GDPR because they have to. But it affects so many of us in so many different ways, whether we're EU citizens or not. What does a company need to do to be in compliance, aside from just signing up and writing to us? What is best practice, and how do you, I hate using the phrase practice best practice, but how do you do that?
Right. So I think, you know, it has a lot to do with you know, following the different guidelines that are provided around GDPR. So I mentioned some of them in terms of data anonymization or encryption or access control, access management to that particular classified as, you know, sensitive data. But it's also about keeping a lot of records of, you know, how you collect the data, how you've used it and so on, which wasn't really, let's say, uniform before. You know, each country within the EU might have done it differently, organizations as well. Because GDPR replaces an old version, if you like, of a data protection initiative and act. But it's much more uniform and simpler in a way in terms of what organizations actually have to do and how to do it. And also, on the other hand, how you as an individual consumer organization could raise a complaint with the EU Commission in order to potentially either recover control of your data, if not potentially request for that fine to come into play for that particular organization. So it's both sides of the story. It's what the company actually has to do, the record keeping they need to do continuously, but also how individuals can actually let's say defend themselves and their data right to data ownership versus and against these organizations potentially.
Okay, so a couple of questions just to finish, and these are just a couple of observations that have come in. CK asks, so does GDPR mean no more being asked for my mobile when I buy something?
It's not necessarily that. It's about you all of a sudden having to actively agree to it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be just, if you like, tacitly approved. You know, you have to actually do something, tick a box or sign a form online.
But it's also the awareness, isn't it? That, you know, very often you'd be in a shop and somebody would say, well, what's your mobile? And you just give it out. But now there's an element of empowerment to this that people, consumers, are now going to turn around and say, why do you need my mobile? Why do you need an email address? And there's that element to it that I suppose is kind of unwritten.
Exactly. And also, you know, it's good to bear in mind that, you know, it's going to also push organizations to have this security by design, if you like. So to go back to this example of requesting your mobile phone number, well, they're going to, you know, proactively more and more now tell you why, because they know that you'll probably ask and they'll want to comply with these new regulations like GDPR. So you'll be better informed from the start, and also you won't have to necessarily break a sweat every time you share such data, because you know that the next day, if you changed your mind, then you can ask them to just delete that mobile number.
We've got just a couple of seconds, but there's a text
in from Tahir. Finally,
Tahir
says, GDPR is an extraterritorial law. It'll be applicable globally. How will it be applied by companies, say, for example, in the UAE, for individuals or companies' data that are not based or residents in Europe? So there's lots of people. I fall under the EU citizen, but I live here. So if your company's dealing with me, you're going to have to use the same kind of form for me and everyone else, despite the fact that the people aren't EU citizens, essentially.
Well, so, you know, let's bear in mind that it's primarily driven towards people living in the EU or traveling to or from the EU. It's a little bit of a grey area when it comes to, you know, EU citizens are actually residents here like us, you know, like me. So it applies slightly less until, you know, you travel back to the EU. So that's a bit of a grey area. And therefore, that should also definitely push organizations here to consider EU citizens as a whole, I would say, whether they are residents here or in the EU, because you'd better be safe than sorry and end up with potentially with a fine because, you know, you crossed that line that you didn't realize with one of these EU citizens that, you know, being resident here would travel back often or maybe, you know, move back to their home countries at some point.
I was home yesterday, so
right.
Quite
and then
simply,
all of a sudden,
the different
you're
new
under
rules
GDPR
apply.
Again,
yeah.
Right?
No more giving out your number, NLT. I know what you're like.
Oh, I know. I can't stop.
Got to stop doing that. That's a pretty good place to end, but you're right. Better to be safe than sorry. Sebastian Pavi is from Gemalto, Regional Director, Meta Enterprise and Cybersecurity. I feel like, genuinely, I've learned a bit more about what General Data Protection Regulation is. And Sebastian, really thank you for coming in. Cheers.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.